This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon in the studio for just one day today, and then we're going to be ootin' a boot for the next couple of days. We're going to be at the Great Plains Food Bank tomorrow. You know, it's National Hunger Awareness Month more broadly in September, but it's also National Diaper Need Awareness Week. And so we want to highlight the good work that they're doing up there at the Great Plains Food Bank. You know, that food bank serves a lot of communities around our region and is the only diaper bank in the state of North Dakota. And so they're also, providing a need there to several communities across our region. And so we're going to talk about that. But then on Wednesday, we're headed up to Minot, North Dakota. We're going to be at the Norsk Hustfest, the largest Scandinavian festival in the world. And so we're going to be bringing you some of the sights and sounds from Minot.
And I'll be bringing back plenty of bottles of glug.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's the one thing that you've got your eyes set on.
I've had so many people say, like, hey, can you bring a bottle back for me? Can you
really?
Bring a bottle back for me?
Yeah. I've never bought glug there.
Really?
No.
That's the place to buy it. I mean, either that or from, you know, from Froda, I guess, locally.
Yeah.
He's the other guy who knows where to get the good stuff. So
yeah, it'll be fun. So stay tuned here. We're going to be out and about the next couple of days.
And if you're looking for something to add to your calendar, boy, oh boy, do we have something special for you. I guess this is kind of an announcement for us,
it
too,
is.
Right?
It
Amy?
Is a big announcement. Turn up the radio.
Yeah. In the studio with us right now, we've got Brian Duncan, who told me he is a fan of KFGO, and he wasn't just whistling Dixie either. He knew the inside and out, and that's not the reason why we have him, but Brian over at Concordia, you guys have cooked up something pretty special coming up this weekend, and we got to let people know about it.
We have. We've got the War of the Worlds, the original 1938 radio script, performing live on stage this coming weekend, starting on Thursday.
Now, I got a sneak peek. I got to go over to the theater the other day and take a look at it. And what you've set up on stage is what the CBS studio probably would have looked like in 1938.
That's exactly right. Our scenic designer, Cedar Remen, I had shown him some photos of it, and he was like, why don't we just recreate this? And so we've got right down to the on-air sign, the standby, the clock, audio tiles on the walls, all of those sorts of things.
Now, for someone who says, well, I've never really heard of War of the Worlds, and I'm guessing they're probably someone age 20 or under at this point, right? So War of the Worlds is a famous piece that Orson Welles really put his mark on the radio world with. And you were kind of explaining one of the reasons you chose this was this is the first type of fake news, right?
Exactly. And it was for several different reasons that it was fake news. I mean, the whole format of the radio program is, set up that it's an ongoing news broadcast. And so they're constantly interrupting. They're trying to do an evening of music and that sort of thing. And they're constantly interrupting that. But also the fake news came from the radio scare. Of course, the big thing back in 1938 was that, this was actually happening and all these people were going crazy all over the United States. Well, that was fake news, and that was really the newspapers trying to sell more newspapers because they didn't like radio because it was too immediate. And so they were just blowing this up.
And I mean, the stories you hear of people putting pots and pans on their head, you know, and like signing up to fight the aliens. And really, you know, this is based off of H.G. Wells. Thank you, H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds. But alien stuff wasn't really, it wasn't popular at that time, right? You know, we hadn't explored the galaxy outside of our own planet for sensationalism.
That's right. And what H.G. Wells did, almost every movie that we've seen, modern movie, is based on that original, hey, Martians are coming to visit us. I mean, Mars Attacks from back in the, 96 or whatever was loosely based on what would happen if Martians came. Well, that's all based on this show.
So these kids are going to be, I keep saying kids, these students, these performers.
Performers, voice talent.
Right? Are going to inhabit the people who are actually doing this in 1938. And one of the most unique pieces of this is you had one particular performer who stood up and said, well, I'll handle the sound effects.
Yes.
And you wait until you see, and of course, you need to go see this to really appreciate it, I think, is the amount of work that went into finding just the right sound to be, to be a gun, to be sounding like someone's walking on gravel and all of those Foley artist pieces.
Right. So we had a student by the name of Caden Nessler who has worked with me the last couple years, and he's a junior this year. He, you know, stepped up and said, hey, I'll be in charge of working on sound effects. You kind of let me know what you need, what you want, and we'll go from there. So we've got everything from a file cabinet to a slinky to gravel, a bunch of metal pieces on stage, an old radio. He and his team just came up with dozens of things.
Well, and you look at a file cabinet and there aren't file cabinet sound effects in the show. So what are you using a file cabinet for?
So a file cabinet becomes a gun going off while they're trying to shoot artillery at the Martians, the invading Martians.
See, I think that'll be one of the really unique things to watch. This is the type of show where there's so much going on at one point. It's going to be hard to, you know, you might have to go several times to get the full effect.
Absolutely. And we do have our Foley artists down right in the front so everyone can see what's going on. So I think you're right. Seeing it more than once, you kind of hear the story, but then you see, okay, how did they make that? What is happening here?
Okay, and so it starts this Thursday, correct?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There are two performances on Saturday, one at 2 and one at 8. The other two shows are at 8. And I have brought, I've got 3 4 packs of tickets.
Whoa!
That we can give away for Thursday night, Friday night, and the Saturday afternoon performance.
Okay, so I think if you want to go on Thursday, text the word Thursday to 35270. If you want to go Friday, if you want to go Saturday, so text in Thursday, Friday, or Saturday to 35270. We'll get somebody hooked up with passes each of those days. And if you say to yourself, oh, gall darn it, I'm busy this weekend. I already made plans.
Here's the news.
The big announcement.
This is the big news.
We have worked out a deal with PlayScripts, who own the rights or who manage the rights for this. And you're going to be recording this in a multi-track session.
Yes.
And we're going to be able to play it back on KFGO leading up to Halloween.
Woo,
yes.
Love
That's
it.
That's going to be fantastic.
I mean, this is major because we've been delving into the world of radio plays for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I love this because I don't have to do any work for it. So, Brian, this is fantastic.
Really, our radio plays have just made a lot more work for J.J. Gordon. But they've been so good and really well-received. And I think people have really liked them. And I don't know if it feels old-timey but new-timey at the same time. You know, all of us have embraced listening to audio, I think, more in the last couple of years than we have in decades. And I think that radio plays just fit into that. And I think they fit on KFGO, and it's fun. I have loved them during the Christmas time, and we did a summer one too.
Yeah, we've had they've been all over the place.
Yeah,
Whenever we want to take a day off.
Valentine's Day, yeah. they've been some good ones, and so this will be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for the timing of that. We'll be sure to announce that several times.
And, you know, it's accessible to listen to that old broadcast. I think you can find it on YouTube and various other places. But being able to hear people in the 21st century put their own spin onto it, I think is very unique.
And these students have been working really, really hard. I mean, we've only been at it for about a month now, I guess. We had our first dress rehearsal last night. The show, you know, the show only runs 53, 54 minutes. But now that they're starting to feel all the pieces come together and to be able to tell that tale without being able to use their body, which most of them are used to, you know, they get to use their body on stage to tell a tale. Well, now it's just your voice. And how do you find that? And they've been doing a fantastic job.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, if people want to get tickets, what's the easiest way to get tickets?
Probably the easiest way is to go to cord.edu/theater. Then you can click on tickets right there. You can find us on Facebook as well to get tickets that way.
And the theater, it's right in the center of campus. So no matter where you park, it's just a quick, easy jaunt over there. And I'm telling you, folks, walking into that theater, it's like walking back in time. It is so neat. The absolute perfection that your scenic designers did is just amazing. I'm just amazed by it. And I can't wait to see the show. And I can't wait for the listeners of KFGO to be able to take it in later in the month.
Thank you. We can't wait to bring it to you.
It'll be fun. Thank you so much for being here.